It's the Sleep Well, Stay Well podcast. Here we go. With Malia Jacobson as your host.
Hello, and welcome to another Ask Malia mini episode of the Sleep Well, Stay Well podcast. I'm your host, sleep and health journalist Malia Jacobson. During the month of August, I'm doing something a little different. I'm taking a break from my longer interview-based episodes and releasing shorter episodes featuring questions from readers and listeners, listeners to the podcast, as well as readers of my sleep columns, Winks in Parent Mat Magazine, Counting Sheep in Metro Parent Magazine, and my blog, Ask Malia. I have a lot of sleep questions to choose from, so I'm picking ones that feature a mix of different ages and issues, some that focus on adults, some that are focused on kids and parenting, so hopefully there will be something for everyone, and I hope that you enjoy this one. Thanks. Good morning. Welcome to another Ask Malia mini episode of the Sleep Well, Stay Well podcast. I'm your host, sleep and health journalist Malia Jacobson. During the month of August, I'm posting shorter episodes while I focus on a return to remote learning and do some traveling. Today, I'm going to be talking about the best bedtime stories for children, but I'm going to be going beyond the standard bedtime story to talk about books that actually help your child sleep. I get asked all the time about the best way to incorporate reading into a bedtime routine, the best books to read to children, and in general, any book that your child enjoys is going to make a good bedtime story. But the reason that I like these books is they do double duty. They are books that will actually promote sleep, promote rest, and help build healthy habits, kind of a two-for-one. It's super efficient, which I love. And they're also just beautiful, beautiful books. Would make a great gift for someone that you know or a good addition to your child's bookshelf. And I just want to note that I am not sponsored by any of these publishers. No one has compelled me to add any of these to the list. These are just simply my recommendations. So the question that I got was, what are the best books to read in a bedtime routine for a child? So here are some titles that I really love, and I've posted all of the links to these on my website, maliajacobson.com or sleepwellstable.com in the episodes page. So the first one's called 1 Minute Till Bedtime, 60-Second Poems to Send You Off to Sleep. And this is edited by former children's poet laureate Ken Nesbitt, and it's illustrated by New York Times illustrator and award-winning artist Christoph Niemann. And I just love poetry at bedtime for kids and adults. It's just something about the rhythm and the fact that poems are generally shorter. They're not as intense. They don't draw you in. They don't take as long. Even if you're just absolutely just exhausted at the end of the day, you can still manage a poem. Last year, I did a year-long poetry book with my daughter where we read poetry every night before bedtime. And I just love poetry before bedtime. And so this is a great way to explore that without a big time commitment. 60-second poems to send your child off to sleep. It's a great way to build a love of poetry, build a poetry habit, and get a quick bedtime story in or some bedtime reading in that in just 60 seconds. It doesn't take a lot of time. Anyone can do that. The next one is Goodnight Yoga, a Pose by Pose Bedtime Story by Miriam Gates and illustrated by Sarah Jane Hinder. We know that yoga is good for the body and the mind. It's proven to calm us, to slow us down, to help us get ready for sleep. And this book details kid-friendly yoga poses to add to your family's nighttime routine. So whether your child wants to do them on your own, whether you all want to do them as a family, it's a great way to build that habit, to explore some easy yoga poses, and to add that to your family's or your child's bedtime routine. And it may help your child get to sleep better, faster, and easier. It's a win-win. The next one is called Sweet Dreams, Lima Beans, The Secret Life of Beans by Laura A. Pasternak, author and illustrator. She originally created this book series to help her own child cope with sleeping in two different households, so co-parenting. And this sweet picture book helps children separated from a loved one at bedtime, whether it's they're missing a deployed parent, their parents are divorced or separated, or they're dealing with another loss. This book helps reduce that separation anxiety that can come up at bedtime, helps kids feel safe and loved and feel like they are not alone if they're experiencing that type of loss. So that's a really sweet one for younger kids. The next one is Mindful Moments at Bedtime by Paloma Rasa, and it's illustrated by Stephanie Fizer-Coleman. This is a good way to start thinking about a simple mindfulness practice. I know mindfulness is a big wellness buzzword right now, and it can be hard to practice throughout the day, especially when you're busy with work or other responsibilities. Incorporating some mindfulness into your nighttime routine when you're already winding down is a great way to just add a couple of minutes of mindfulness to your day. It's also a great time to think about starting to build this habit with your child. So it's just mindful moments. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's a peaceful picture book. It does work for younger kids, but it would be great for kids on up through probably age 12 or so. A great book to share together before bed and start building a mindfulness habit with your child. I wish I had started that when I was a child. That would be great. Next one is called Sleep Time is Awesome Time, and it is by Charles C. Martin. So this book is especially for kids who may deal with anxious thoughts around bedtime. They may struggle with winding down and falling to sleep because their brain just won't turn off. I know many adults deal with this, and this is something that this author has addressed here with a book that kind of helps kids learn to identify those thought patterns and learn to kind of wind down and relax. And again, this is something that many of us spend a lifetime dealing with this issue. So any skills and knowledge and practice that we can give our children to help them start dealing with this is just such a great thing that we can do for them. It kind of helps interrupt the cycle of anxious thoughts by reframing negative sleep associations that can create anxiety around bedtime and prevent your child from falling asleep. So that reduces anxiety and ultimately will make bedtime easier for your child and for the whole family. The next one is one for younger kids called Bear Can't Sleep by Karma Wilson, illustrated by Jane Chapman. And this is a story about a bear who can't hibernate in the winter. And the storybook goes through the quandary of, will the bear learn to fall asleep with the help of his forest friends? It's a board book, so it is for the little ones, but it is a very sweet tale of overcoming a sleep challenge, which is certainly a theme that comes up throughout life. So it's applicable for a lot of different families and a lot of different age ranges. Another book for the young ones is called Sweet Dreams, Moonbeams by Sarah Conway, illustrated by Kelly Bremer. This is a whimsical illustrated story of a fox family and other forest creatures preparing for sleep. It would be a beautiful baby shower gift. It's just beautifully illustrated. It has holographic foil. It's shiny. Babies will love it. But it also helps to build that association, helps little ones learn to associate bedtime with feeling safe and loved. And the next one is for our toddlers who are transitioning into a big kid bed. A Big Kid Bed is Coming, How to Transition and Keep Your Toddler in Their Bed by Liz Fletcher and Greg Bishop. So this is a common question that I get about making that big kid bed transition. It is a big one for many families, and it is especially stressful because it often comes at a time when there's other transitions. So a new child is coming, or the child is going through a lot of changes, maybe starting preschool, a lot of things are going on, and they need to transition to that big kid bed. So helping bring the child along on this journey, helping read stories and talk to them about why this change is happening is a great way to approach it. And bedtime books can be a great way to do that. So this is one that can help with that transition when you add it to your bedtime routine. Another one is for older kids, or I would say probably school age kids, maybe age seven and up. And it's called Devin and Evan Sleep from 8 to 7, Teaching Children the Importance of Sleep by Whitney Roben. And this is for kids who have maybe always struggled with sleep, have perhaps never slept through the night. Oh, excuse me, that's my calendar. This is a book for those families. This is a book you can share with your child, and it will help with that, help introduce the concept of sleeping all night long and help your child work with you toward that goal. It addresses some of the common sleep problems, trouble falling asleep, waking up in the night, waking too early in the morning, and it is designed for school-age kids who often have these problems, but their families find fewer resources out there to help them with sleep problems for older kids. And the next one is Big Kid Bed by Leslie Patricelli, author and illustrator. Hope I'm saying that right. So her books are very familiar. They're bright. They're beautifully illustrated. You would recognize them if you saw them. And The Big Kid Bed is another board book in this series that can help with that Big Kid Bed transition that I mentioned, especially if your children are already familiar with her work. It would be a great addition to the collection and a great way to introduce that concept in a very familiar way with a beautiful, brightly colored board book. So that's it. That's my list of sleep promoting books to add to your bookshelf to help your child sleep. Incorporating these books into your bedtime routine could be a great way to change up your sleep routine as you head into fall and get back on your maybe sleep schedule or sleep routine as we head into another school year. I hope this has been helpful. All of these books and links are at my website at sleepwellstaywell.com. You can find the podcast on social media at sleepwellstaywell on Facebook and Instagram, SWSW Podcast on Twitter, and at my website, sleepwellstaywell.com or maliajacobson.com. And you can reach me at malia@sleepwellstaywell.com. I will be back next week with one more Ask Malia mini episode before I return with longer episodes in September. I'm already getting those lined up for you and I can't wait. We're going to address some great topics concerning adults, health challenges we're all facing right now, how we can stay healthier this fall and winter, and it's going to be a good time. I'm getting ready to start one of those interviews here in a few minutes. So I am signing off. I will see you next week. Until then, please sleep well and stay well. Bye-bye.
It's the Sleep Well, Stay Well podcast, now you know. Thanks for checking out the show.